This tour starts at the corner of Oak and Bars Streets in Riverside. Florida State College at Jacksonville English professor Tim Gilmore is here with his book, The Mad Atlas of Virginia King.
And one of the things that I really like about this book is that you can use it to walk the neighborhood where she lived. And she lived in 18 different places across Riverside throughout her life.
And she wrote more than 8,000 pages worth of notes about her hometown before she died in 2001.
I instantly was fascinated by her.
Gilmore says he first encountered King's musings and photos in the archives of the Jacksonville Historical Society.
What kind of person is going to have done this much work? And for what? I mean, basically for herself.
So he started asking around, talking to people who knew her.
She walked Riverside every day. She was a Riverside character. And some people knew what she was up to a little bit, but nobody, I think, had the full idea. You
know? With a camera and notepad in hand, she recorded the world around her with little regard for accuracy.
She got so much wrong, but she was so totally obsessed. And it was all day, every day, and it was for decades.
So that's what makes you interested?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I should admit this, but I mean, at times researching and writing about her, it became uncomfortable because I felt like, God, I hope this isn't me.
Gilmore's book tells King's story with the help of comics drawn by Perversion Magazine's Hurley Winkler and color illustrations by Springfield resident Kylie Seacrest. We arrive at one of King's former residences listed in the book, an apartment on Oak Street.
The next place actually is half a block that way, which is this one.
Okay, so if you're actually using the maps to walk around, you can have little pictures to tell you if you're looking at the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gilmore says he envisions Jacksonville residents making an annual pilgrimage.
I can imagine having a Virginia King Day, you know, where people just kind of walk across Riverside and hit some coffee shops and pubs in between. This is another place where she lived.
But he says walking isn't necessary to enjoy his book.
Anybody who likes strangely likably unlikable characters, you know, is going to love Virginia King.
The Mad Atlas of Virginia King is available at Chamblin's bookstores and on Amazon.com. Jessica Palumbo, WJCT News.